This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's horse show, I caught up with Aaron Alfield, who is a registered yoga instructor who does a special form of yoga, yoga for equestrians. Alfield recently held her first workshops specifically geared towards equestrians.
Yeah, it went really great. We had a group of five wonderful small little group of students come out. We were able to demonstrate a lot of postures. A couple things that, that we focused on is we did a lot of breathing techniques to help ease show anxiety, and then also more like breathing techniques to help energize the mind and body just through the breath work. So that was really fun for them. They didn't really know how difficult that was. It was pretty interesting to see the differences, of breathing different ways through the diaphragm and stuff. We also practiced different poses to practice, like, prior to riding, and then I gave out sequences to practice after riding sessions. And then we also worked on relaxation techniques. So, yeah, it was really fun. We were able to do the second session outdoors because it was so pretty, so that was wonderful.
Very nice. And did any of your students who came out to the workshop have any requests or anything they were specifically looking to improve?
Yeah, a lot of them were looking to improve their posture within the saddle. So we just worked on different postures that they could practice, either on a chair or on a saddle, and just kind of help build their strength through the lower back. And then also a lot of them had questions about, like, counterbending and bending techniques to practice with their horses, to both posted and whenever you're also on the ground. So that was kind of fun, thinking about all the different ways that we could creatively stretch our horses out. We also, one of the other students, they wanted to help improve their balance. So we did a lot of pose supported with, barn walls or the fence or, just everyday types of barn material. We went and practiced a bunch of different balancing techniques through different various yoga postures. So, yeah, we were able to get pretty crafty with all of their requests.
And why are all three of those things something really important, especially for equestrians to focus on? So why would posture and counterbending and balancing, why would all of those be important?
Oh, gosh, it helps build the strength, flexibility, and endurance, both rider and horse. And whenever you're working a little bit closer together and a little bit more comfortable within your own body, then your horse is able to freely float underneath you. And a couple of my students, prior to the workshops, they've even talked about all the different improvements that they've been making while they've been in my various classes for a couple years now, and just the different improvements that they've made just with the partnership that they have with their horse. It's really great to see that type of more comfortable connection.
Very nice. And where are you hoping to take this in the future? Do you have plans to do more workshops like this?
Yeah. I will go, anywhere through the St. Louis region. I would definitely encourage anybody to either like us on the My Show Facebook page, or you can email me at aaron.offield@yahoo.com. And with that, then, I'm willing to do a two-part workshop again if you have interest with your students at your barns. Currently, I'm thinking about doing just a once-a-month yoga session, a 90-minute session, either at Cornerstone or at another place here in Highland or St. Jacobs. So just follow the My Show Facebook event page, and then you'll be able to stay up to date with what I'll be doing with Yoga for Equestrians at this point.
And to specify this is not exactly yoga for horses. Horses aren't going to be showing up and doing mountain pose or anything. It's yoga to help the equestrians become better riders.
Yeah. It really just helps build them up more as an individual, and then helps create that stronger team throughout your horse and your rider partnership that you have. Yeah.
Great. And you said that you have done a kind of two-part workshop before. So what do you cover in the first workshop and then in the second one?
Yeah, for the first one, we focused more on, we read a little bit of literature through Dressage Today, and we were talking about all the benefits of stretching out your horse and warming up. And then we kind of just correlated that to the different ways that poses through yoga can help. So I worked a lot through more of the adjustments and making sure that we had the appropriate postures and kind of preparing us for the second session of more of a flowing session. The second one was a lot more, I would say it was about a two-hour physical workshop for yoga. And the first one was about 30 minutes of talking and demonstrating and then more hands-on after that. So it was more of the build-up for the second one.
All right, more of just teaching everybody what to expect for the second workshop.
Yes, absolutely. Like, we practice all the different yoga breathings, you know, the Ujjayi Pranayama, just different ways that yoga is built into everyday life, and then we incorporated all of that into the horse life.
Very nice. And you brought up a good point. Everybody thinks about warming up and stretching their horse and making sure that their horse is okay for all these activities. But you also do need to make sure that the equestrian is doing all right, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. A lot of the students just at the workshop were talking about, oh, my hamstrings are so tight, or, oh, that hip opener pose, that one will be awesome. You know, just talking about their everyday, you know, just little strains that they feel, and then actually realizing that if you stretch, then that probably won't be happening anymore.
Right, and you don't realize how physical riding a horse can be until you get off of it after not riding for a first time and feel how sore you are.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
All right, well, Erin, is there anything else you wanted to add about your workshops or anything before we go here today?
Nope. The only thing I can say is if you're interested, just follow us on the My Show Facebook page, and then I will be posting my yoga events through them as well. So if you're interested, you can message me or you can follow them and you will hear back from me.
Again, that was yoga instructor Erin Alfield. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.